hosting the call and everything that that you're doing behind the scenes that lots of folks don't know about to help make this a success. And I want to say welcome to the thousands of you who have joined us on this week's update call. And I really mean that sincerely. Thank you. There's a lot that you could be doing this evening, but each week thousands tune in. We're averaging over 4,000 people per call. We have leaders who are patching in their own conference line and having 500 and 600 people because they can't patch into the corporate line. So thank you for your belief in what's happening. And guys, the best is yet to come. We really haven't seen anything yet. I always want to start off my call by thanking our leaders, and not just the field leaders, but our field liaisons, Mr. Damon Coleman and Mr. Damon Crump, and the tireless effort that they're exerting, making our dreams a reality for this particular project. As many of you all know, they're driving up and down the coast, left and right, and all points in between. To paint the vision and to show you that what is happening is real. And so thank you. And I always solicit your prayers on their behalf because they are putting literally thousands of miles on the road. They're leaving their families behind, their wives and kids, and missing events, all for the hopes and dreams of the hundreds of thousands that are to come. So please, when you get a chance, give those guys a hug, get them a massage, give them a good dinner when they're in your city. And take good care of my partners, and also Mr. Joel Medina, who is our VP of Business Development. You won't get a chance to meet Mr. Medina in Atlanta, but I do want to thank him publicly for what he is doing behind the scenes. If you all think that I'm picky, you haven't met my partner, our partner, Mr. Medina. He is at least as picky as I am, and we could not think of a better person to be over a number of things, particularly product development, and I'm going to come back to that. But thank you, Mr. Now, to show you his commitment, okay, to inspire. Guys, this is not a game for us. This is not something that, let me tell you this, too. If you all don't mind, I'm setting my timer now for 20 minutes, okay? We'll be done in 20 minutes, so my timer starts right now. But to show you just the kind of commitment level that we all have, As of Monday, Mr. Medina moved his family from the Dominican Republic, which has been his home all of his life, to West Palm Beach, Florida. And he is all in, 100% Inspire. There have been companies who have offered him upwards of $40,000 and $50,000 a month for his services, and he's rejected all of that to make his home here in the United States. He's looking for a home right now. And he's not homeless, guys. He's just looking for a home right now. And he can't wait to meet each and every one of you personally at the big event March 3rd and 4th in Atlanta. So kudos to Mr. Medina. And we just can't wait to have him here in Atlanta with us as we build this empire. Let's get started with a few updates. There are a few days left, guys, in the pre-enrollment process. Obviously, this process, it's not going to go on forever. You all have turned the industry up on its ears. I know you all are feeling it. You're probably hearing it from other individuals who are in network marketing. We're over 33, getting close to hit about 35,000 enrollments in just 2 weeks. And you all, many of you have had a lot of experience in network marketing. You know there are some companies that don't enroll over 4,000 or 5,000, 5,000 to 10,000. Statistically speaking, they don't last over a year. To have 35,000 pre-enrollments, and when I share with you information like this, I'm always going to corroborate it with evidence. Our office has been inundated. My cell phone has been inundated with phone calls from vendors. Typically, what happens is a company is having to solicit vendors. Will you work with us? Will you do our back office? Will you provide customer support for us? In this case, it's an anomaly. We have vendors who are calling us. We're hearing about what you guys are doing. There's a buzz out there about this company. Can we offer our services? And myself and Mr. Medina have been literally watching demo after demo. I woke up this morning watching a demo. I just finished one about an hour and a half ago because some of the world's best service providers are saying, we want that business. And once again, that has nothing to do with Spencer Iverson, Joel Medina, Mr. DeMond Coleman, and Mr. DeMond Crump. It has everything to do with each and every one of you and your belief, and we thank you for that. And so understand that at some point we were going to have to shut down the pre-enrollment process so that we can get our hands wrapped around the infrastructure that is being built right now. I know there are some questions and concerns about IT issues right now. Understand, once again, as I said on last week, we are addressing those as fast as we can. No one could have anticipated you all breaking an industry record or setting an industry record. No one could have predicted that. We knew some good things were happening because we knew of some of the leaders and the qualifications of some of the leaders in the field, but the deluge of individuals who have come in, like I said, it's like trying to drink water out of a fire cannon. But here's what excites me is that I'm excited that this happened now, right? You know, and I just really believe God is putting the right people in the right place at the right time, and he's really manifesting some things to us as we need to know them. And so this pre-launch opportunity has been fantastic for us, and we just continue to solicit your patience as I know, hey, Mr. Iverson, I need to move this person to my left. They were supposed to go on my right. I forgot my username and password. Look, we get it. We got it. But we still have a limited personnel, but we're ramping up very, very quickly. So we're addressing the last few remaining IT issues. Some of you have been patiently waiting 7, 8, 9 days. We know, we get it. And we know that that is big to you in your world. And so we're not minimizing that at all. Mr. Iverson, I'm stuck. I got 1,000 people to put in. I need this one person. But look, we get it. We really do. But we're moving methodically, going down the list in the order in which we got them. Our team is staying up almost 24 hours around the clock getting those issues resolved. But here's where we're going, okay, so that you can have some comfort in where we're going. Remember, like I said on last week, that this is practice, guys. The game hasn't started. No credit cards have been run. No products have shipped. So we're still in practice mode. But here's what you should get excited about. Anybody who knows anything about me personally knows that I like quality. I like quality. I'd rather pay $1,500 for one suit that's going to last me 15 years than go to K&G and get 10 suits for $500, right? Because of the quality of the material, and it's just better value, right? So I appreciate quality. And so as our corporate team now begins to vet all of these companies that are calling us because of what you have done over the past 30 days, we're looking for, we have identified the best back office providers. Not somebody who's okay, they're pretty good. No, we're looking and only talking to the best. We've narrowed them down to three. We're looking for the best payout solutions in terms of who's going to provide for us our Inspire branded payout cards, and can they facilitate international growth? Can they do accurate currency conversions? And some of them are coming with their own apps and bells and whistles, so you can do things like maybe if you have a position where the person really isn't paying attention or they're struggling paying their auto ship, well, maybe you can shoot them some of your extra points and put an order for them so that position stays qualified so you don't miss out on an important bonus because someone missed an auto ship payment. Guys, we have some really neat things that we're working on and they're bringing to the table, once again, because of what you've done. We're looking for the best customer support. Now we understand what it's going to take. We're talking to a facility right now that has 1,000 customer service representatives at our disposal. We don't need 1,000. I feel that we do right now because of some of the personal texts that I'm getting. But it just shows the scalability of what they have to offer. And this is just one of many fulfillment centers that they have. So, guys, we've already chosen the best logistics company. Every vendor that we've talked to, when we mention the name of our logistics company, oh, we already work with them. Oh, God, they're one of the best. So, guys, we are providing the best of the best because Inspire Network is not going to be a fly-by-night company. Understand that 80 to 85% of network marketing companies and generally business in general go out of business their first 1 to 2 years, in large part because they're undercapitalized, but sometimes it comes because they're just poorly managed. What we have to make sure that we do is have a strategic, an organized rollout plan that is controlled, right? So that we're here for the long haul. Now, I know some of you all, man, you guys are chomping at the bit. You want us to be at 100,000 people in 30 days, and we probably could if we kept at this rate. But understand this. I want you to hear this very carefully and very clearly. You all all because we have so many superstar leaders who are involved in Inspire Network right now, who are believing and they're building, and you guys are sharing the vision. We really appreciate that. Understand, we are still a new company in the eyes of creditors. And they love all the buzz. They love all the excitement. They see the numbers. We've got the metrics. We're showing them how we almost broke the servers in four different countries. They get it. But at the end of the day, it's like a college student who wants a credit card coming out of high school. Oh yes, sir. We're going to give you that credit card, Mr. Iverson. But your limit is going to be $500. Oh, you're not. Yeah, I know. You're going to be a doctor. You're going to be an attorney. But your limit is going to be $500, sir. So that's the same way in the business world. Okay, I'm just kind of giving you all some indication. So you can sign up the world if you want to, but when you open on day one, we're only going to give you X amount of credit. I don't care how great you are. I don't care how much money you have in the bank. So we're going to have a strategic phased outlook. Otherwise, guys, I almost called the name of the company. There's a company that was a pre-launch. They kept delaying it. They delayed it for about 8 to 12 months. They finally launched. They did not do what we did. They did not have a deliberate approach. They were just excited about the numbers. They were just excited about lots of folks signing up. They were just excited about people finally being able to buy product. They only had one merchant account, and it was with a very conservative bank. And 30 days in, they are already shutting their doors. I've heard that from two different consultants on today to corroborate that. They're already shutting their doors. We don't want that. Oh, let me rephrase that. That will not be us. That will not be us. So everyone won't like necessarily, you know, some of the decisions that we're going to have to make for the long-term strength and betterment of our company. But guys, we want you all to have a lifetime worth of experience. If I could just share with you what's in my brain about the incredible things that we're going to do with this company, guys, oh my gosh. But it starts with laying the appropriate foundation, okay? So with that being said, we are identifying the best of the best. Let's talk about the March 3rd and 4th weekend. Guys, listen. Oh, let me rephrase this. Let me tell you this too. Next week we just hired one of the top accounting firms in the country. They specialize in MLM accounting. They were highly recommended to us by the best attorney, MLM attorney in the country, Mr. Kevin Thompson. So they will start working on our behalf on next Monday, so we will never have any problems with our books, our accounting, and our reporting. You're going to be hearing from some of them very soon as we begin to identify the vendors that we have chosen to work with us because they are calling us. We're going to put them on the phone maybe as early as next week so you can start hearing about some of the great things they're going to do for our. So here's, I guess, what I'm saying. The back office that you kind of see right now will not be the back office ultimately. This is just kind of to get us through the pre-enrollment process. Okay, guys, y'all can stop. I heard a collective sigh. I got it, guys. So, but things are going to be changing, right? We needed to have a platform, though, to at least collect the data and get you guys positioned, all right? March 3rd and 4th is going to be an amazing weekend. Everyone at the corporate office is we just had another corporate call directing everybody's energies and efforts, well, not everybody, but a large group, towards that function. Ladies, you're in for a treat. Understand what just happened, that on Monday night at 9:30, the tickets went live for the Women of Inspire event and gala, and within 2 hours of the 1,000 tickets, well, it started off 500, we expanded it to 1,000. The 1,000 tickets that were available, 800 went in the first 2 hours, okay? Now, what has happened is there are some women who want to buy tickets in bulk, and bam, I'm going to get the rest of the tickets, and that wouldn't be fair to some of you who are not necessarily paying attention to the Facebook group, or maybe you missed Monday's call where we announced that the tickets were now online. That's another lesson, though, guys. Whenever there's an event, okay, whenever there's an event, whether that's a corporate event, whether that's a call, a training call, an Inspired Institute call, you want to be there because you never know what's going to be announced, right? So that announcement was made at the end of the training call on Monday. And I tell you what, ladies, you bought those tickets up so quickly. So there are 40 tickets left. There are 40 tickets left. The banner is on the website right now. There is no room. Mr. Crump and I were on the phone with the banquet manager. We have no room for not one extra chair. Okay, there will be each of those rooms have a capacity that's designated by code. There are, Mr. Harvest King, no, we can't expand nothing. Okay, I know that's bad English, but that's the truth of the matter. It's 1,000 seats. There are 40 tickets left. So, ladies, if you have not gotten your ticket, if you haven't had the to purchase your ticket, if you go to your website, Inspire, your Inspire Network website, there's a banner. Click on purchase tickets, and it will take you to the page. There are only 40 tickets left, so those will probably be gone before I finish this call. As it relates to the grand launch event on the very next day, okay, that event is all but sold out. Okay, we had 5,000 seats. 5,400 tickets have now been distributed. Now, here's what we're going to do, though. Because we know that some people reserve tickets hoping that they would be able to make the event, hoping they could get off, hoping that they were going to get a ride, and that they're really not certain right now. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to open up another 1,500 tickets, okay, starting right now. There are another 1,500. It's probably still going to say sold out, okay? But we have, I've gone in and manipulated the parameters in the ticket office so that it will allow another 1,500 tickets to account for a number of folks who, and guys, we understand life happens. Something might happen, unfortunately, that will preclude you from attending that event on the 3rd or 4th. Someone, if you have your ticket, can still get that spot. Okay, so if you want to participate in that, now understand this as well. If you, if there are two of you, if you're married, right, your husband or your wife will need their own ticket. So don't presuppose that, well, you know, we're together, this is one ticket for both of us. No, every single person will need to have their ticket. Okay, so again, you can go to your website, click on the appropriate place on that banner that says get ticket or purchase ticket, and go ahead and reserve your spot. Guys, we need to, as we wrap up the call on tonight, continue to police each other. You're doing a really good job of that. We're getting calls. You're sending us emails. Hey, Mr. Iverson, is this video in compliance? Hey, Mr. Iverson, is this flyer okay? No, there should be no flyers. Mr. Crump or Mr. Coleman should have distributed the language that is compliant for you to do a demonstration or to have a focus group in your home that we have approved here in the home office. And until we come out with the corporate approved flyers, okay, just bear with, remember, we haven't been born yet, okay, where our marketing team is on it, I promise you, but we have some bigger issues right now that we're dealing with than trying to come up with flyers right now, okay? But we don't need you taking the corporate images and creating your own. Once again, they have not been screened. They have not been checked for the language. And understand, I know the laws. I've read the Better Business Bureau complaints. I've read the Attorney General cases. And 90% of the time, when they do an investigation into a company, it has nothing to do with what the company was doing. It has everything to do with individual distributors. That is why I need you all to police each other. Last week alone, five individuals' positions were taken completely out of the system because we're just asking questions anymore. You've been on enough calls, and the word has circulated enough. By the time it gets to my desk, that means that all other options have failed. You should not be shooting a YouTube video that has anything to do with a sanitary napkin. We don't need testimonials right now. Why? Because our product is not out yet. How in the world can you shoot a YouTube video about the cherished brand of pads, and the company doesn't have the pads? We don't even have the pads yet. It's impossible. Guys, that's false advertising. You're defrauding people. And we don't want that to become how people know our company before. Well, listen, when our pads hit the market, I can guarantee you this. Joel Medina screened dozens of manufacturers, some of the best of the best, before he chose the one. And understand this, the one that he chose was not the cheapest, but they were the absolute best. He took the best competitor's product and laid it on the table and said, I'm not leaving here unless what we manufacture is better than this. What he discovered with our manufacturer, okay, listen very carefully. What he discovered with our manufacturer and the additional enhancements that he had them make, he called me from our manufacturer half a world away, and I had to go and redo certain elements of the corporate video. Guys, our pads will be the best on planet Earth. So when they hit, guys, then we want you saying great things. But right now, we don't even have them. So there's nothing you can be saying. If you have a YouTube video out, you are in jeopardy of losing your spot. If you are encouraging your team, hey, look, this is how, and we've heard this at the home office. Well, Mr. Iverson, this is how I grow my team. I tell my team, if it is your team that is, and we've been watching some individuals and some leaders whose teams are doing. Guys, I'm asking for your sake to stop because we're growing so fast. Guys, the world is going to come. They're going to come to Inspire Network. But we cannot let one or two distributors who are being overly aggressive and non-compliant, even though we're asking you to mess it up for everybody else. Okay, so please, police yourself. If you see something that's out of order, say something. Send us something so we can give you an opportunity to correct it. But there's a, guys, we have a moratorium right now. There are no videos, no YouTube videos, and no flyers, guys. So please work with us on that. Oh, guys, let me tell you something. Our merchant, we're going to be, for those coming to the event on Saturday, March the 3rd and 4th, that weekend, we're going to have the Inspire merchandise available, the apparel. Again, if you know anything about, I love fashion, I love style. One of the things that I've always disliked about the network marketing industry are some of these goofy shirts that people have to wear, you know, a golf shirt with the company logo. Hi, my name is whatever. I mean, that's just so corny, where the only time you want to wear that stuff is at an event or a meeting. Look, I want some style. I want some swag to my stuff. I don't want to just have to be going to a meeting to wear inspired gear. Listen, our designers, guys, I've been working closely with them. We work around the clock, going back and forth. The parameter that I said, listen, I want you to give me something that I can rock. Whether I'm going to the mall, or I'm sorry, I'm a corporate girl, I want you to give me something that I would present well in, whether I'm attending a meeting or going to a conference. And, wow, the designs that they have come back with. So here's what we're going to do. We're setting up a website for merchandising. It will unfortunately only be for individuals attending the event on Saturday, March 3rd. Okay? So if you want to pre-order your shirt, because they will sell out, we're going to have some Inspire water bottles. We're going to have some card decals so you can let people know what company you're with and being inspired, all that kind of stuff. But the T-shirts, we're going to pre-sell those so that we can we don't have long lines queued. Now, for those of you who will not be able to attend the event, you were not one of the lucky 5,000 to get a ticket, but you want to get one of your Inspire Wear shirts and apparel and all that kind of great stuff, find someone who's going, have them place an order for you, and then when they come back, when they come back to your city, they can give it to you. What we're not going to be doing, guys, we will not turn overnight into Amazon.com. We will not set that site up to mail out any shirts. This will only be for individuals coming to the event who want to pre-purchase the shirts. Now, we will have an ample supply for those who will be there who didn't pre-order, but just for those who want to go ahead and have your shirts. So we'll have the designs. We have Now We Ladies. You're going to love the Now We Know design shirts, the Inspire shirts. And we got some shirts that says, I'm in. Right, because that's the mantra that we hear. When you see that freezing, it just comes out. That's what I said. I'm in. So, guys, I'm excited for you to see that. So that will be coming up shortly. I'll be posting that website link where you can begin. And I understand, too, that window will only be open for about 5 days to make your purchase. Okay, we're 5 days. So once we get that up, and we'll give you the parameters on how long that will be available. The training event in Atlanta will not happen this weekend. Some of you have been sending us questions about the training event. Is it still going on or not? There will be no training event in Atlanta this weekend. And then finally, guys, here's where we need your help as we wrap the call up. I got another 1 minute. There have been a lot of inquiries about Mr. Iverson. What about international? You know, our international expansion. And once again, I know networkers. You guys are super aggressive and super talented. Some of you have built teams before. Understand, we got to do a strategic rollout, like our reference. And so, Mr. Iverson, what about Nigeria? We got Nigeria. What about your cousin who works at Chick-fil-A across the street? Can we do that? Can you get your neighbor at Dairy Queen first? My point is, guys, we have got to solidify the United States first. Okay, so all the inquiries about the rest of the world, guys, it will be irresponsible leadership. It will be improper management for our company right now to try to take this model to their country when we have not really stabilized the model for the United States. So what we're going to need is about 90 days of traction, figuring out what's working well, what's not working well, you know, how we need to tweak the marketing mix and the marketing message, what flyers are trending well, which ones are not. We need to do all of that for the U.S. first. Then we will be in a better position to determine what the other markets are going to need. Right now, I do understand some of you have made some great inroads in some other countries. We're working privately with these individuals because we know we're going to go in these countries and the registration process takes months. So we can start now having the dialogue. What I'm asking the masses, okay, to do are two things. One, please do not text me about a country right now. I have no capacity right now. We're really in some high-level meetings with vendors and trying to secure the foundation of the company. So we just don't have the capacity for that right now. All right, so please let's not go there right now. Number two, please work with us on this. I know many of you have my cell phone number, okay, and you obviously have Mr. Crump and Mr. Goldman, but guys, please don't use this as IT and technical support, okay? It's really not fair to us, okay? We're asking you, and I know some of you are frustrated, and I've been waiting, but guys, you know, all we're going to do is what you're doing, which is give it to the team, and they're going to put it in the queue and get to it as fast as they possibly. Some of you have sent pages of corrections that need to be made. We get it. We really do. But what you can do is take our day off track when we have to be meeting with vendors on things like merchant accounts. Should we go with this payout solution or that pay to help you get your email address and password? Right? No district. I know that problem is big for you, but what we're asking is please don't take advantage of having our numbers to resolve that issue for us. All right? Work out a solution. You know, but guys, you got to let our leaders stay focused on the main thing right now, okay? So please bear with us, and that would really help us out right now because we don't have a staff of 100 yet. We will. We'll have plenty of folks helping us out in the home office. But right now, guys, we need you to work with us and let us kind of run in the lanes that are most critical to the success of the company right now, okay? All right, guys, my 20 minutes is up. As always, I want to thank each and every one of you for everything that you're doing. Again, Mr. Coleman, Mr. Crump, Mr. Medina, all that you all continue to do. Guys, the merchandise is so hot. I keep going back to that. The ladies' event is so crazy. It's going to be beautiful. We're getting speakers lined up. And then that big event on Saturday, guys, the direct selling world, the eyes of the direct selling world will be on Atlanta, Georgia, at the Georgia International Convention Center on March 3rd and 4th. And we can't wait for you to come. We got so many surprises for you. Can't wait to share them with you. Guys, go out there and have an inspirational week. Be inspired. My name is Spencer Iverson. Look forward to talking with you guys again on next week. God bless.